meet his friends. In the previous shiur, we were zocha to learn the Beis Shmuel, who quotes the Ran about Kiddushin b'machor b'lekarka. Then we saw the Ran itself, and then we saw various kashas. We saw the Rashba, and in this shiur, our avoda is to see some light in this sugya. And we will begin again based on the Torah of Hagon Hagadol Rav Rafael Moshe Luria Zecher Tzadik Livracha. He has a sefer Avnei Shoham, numerous from Avnei Shoham. He has one sefer on Hilchos Kiddushin, which is just unbelievable, all the sefer unbelievable. So he says as follows: in the sugya in the Gemara on Kiddushin and Avtesam at Beis, the Gemara is mistapik whether Shtar Kiddushim requires Lishma or doesn't require Lishma. And we say on one hand, maybe a Shtar Kiddushim should require Lishma. On one hand, a Shtar Kiddushim shouldn't require Lishma because Kesef Kiddushim doesn't require Lishma. So we're going to equate Havayos Lahadadi, just like the Kesef doesn't require Lishma. So too, Shtar shouldn't require Lishma. And on the other hand, we could say no. Let's equate Shtar Kiddushin to Shtar Gerushin. And just like Shtar Gerushin requires Lishma, so too Shtar Kiddushin requires Lishma. So he says, Mayim Tzadei HaSofikim Havayos HaAdodim Makshinim V'Shtar Kiddushin Boi Lishma O Havodos HaAdodim Lo makshinan, v'lo bayi lishma. And on one hand, maybe we equate the havayos to each other, and we require lishma. On the other hand, maybe we don't equate the havayos to each other. Havaya means kiddushin. We don't equate havayos to each other, and we don't require lishma. If the suffix of the Gemara, whether to equate Havayas to each other or Havaya to Yitziyah, is because we have two contradictory Hakeshim. We have a klal. Whenever we have a Hakesh, Lakula and Lachumra, we go Lachumra. So what's b'chal the suffix here? You're not sure whether to equate Havayos to each other or to equate Havayu Liyitziyah. We equate Havayos to each other and the Kiddushin can be done without Lishma, just like Kesef Kiddushin isn't Lishma, so to Shtar. Or on the other side, you can say Fakir, that just like Shtar is Gerushin, we equate Havayu Liyitziyah, and just like Yitziyah is Lishma, so to Havayu has to be Lishma. So we have a Hekesh Lakula that we wouldn't require Lishma, and we have a Hekesh L'chumra that we would require Lishma. So that's the issue. Then we have a rule as explicated in Tosis and Bava Kama and Daf Gimel, Kol Heicha D'Ika La'Kushe L'chumra L'Kula L'chumra Makshinan. If you have an option of making a Hekesh on the Siri, on the severity side or in the leniency side, Megait severity, you have to go with the Chumra. So vada bimakish l'shtar geirishin, and it's no good l'shalo l'shma. But the Gemara has a suffix. So what's b'chlal the Gemara's suffix? So hamuchroch b'zeh the shoresh ha-suffix hu b'dinei l'shma b'get mahu. Really, we want to understand what dinei l'shma b'get are. U'v'zeh talu ima hekesh hu l'gitin O Havayos Ahadodi. And this depends whether we're going to equate to Gittin or whether we're going to equate Kiddushin with Kiddushin. Shtar Kiddushin with Kesef Kiddushin or Shtar Kiddushin with Shtar Gerushin. Because in the din of Lishma Beget, Yesh Ladun Begidro Shel Dover. When you talk about Lishma Beget, we want to understand what's the Gether. That's a good yeshiva shishayla. what's the geder of lishma beget? Ha'im neima the havi zeh chalos din b'shtar get shu nase lishma v'chobo chalos shu shtar lishma shezeh nase ide k'sivaso lishma. Do you say that it is a chalos din in the shtar get? The shtar get is made lishma, and there's a chalos that it's a shtar lishma, which is done by writing it lishma. O dinema de lo nosaf be'etzem haget shum chalos din. Ela, she said in Torah she raget shebo misrak gareshes tzarech le'osos l'shem krisus isha zu. Or no, it's not a chalos on the shtar, on the etzem haget. No, there's no chalos on the etzem haget like we said in the first tzad. But rather it's din Torah that a get with which a woman is divorcing has to be done for the sake of this woman. It has to be lishma, written for her sake. Ubefshuto tzarech lomar. What would you say, Balabatish? Pashtus. Pashtus, it's a chalos in the etzem aget. Because the beginning of Perek HaSholech in Gittin, the Rishonim write that you can be mevatel aget mitoras lishma after it was written. Now that's only shayich if we say that it's a chalos lishma beget. Just like we are able through machshava, when we are writing the get, to be mechadesh this chalos, so too, we verbally can nullify it after the creation of the get. But if it's just a din that the asiya has to be the shame get, and that was already done, then it is not shayich to talk about bitul haget. And it would appear that even those who hold that it is impossible to be mevatel a get, only you can be mevatel the shlichus. It's not muchach that they argue with the etzem svara that it's a chalos in the get itself, but rather they hold that making a chalos through the maisik siva cannot be nullified through just a dibur. So it would appear that everybody would agree that it's a chalos in the etzem haget. L'chaora, kach muchach. Misugis haGemara Reish Kitten. This apparently can be proven from the sugya at the beginning of Gittin. The Gemara asks that according to Rabba, who holds Lafisha Ein Bekiyin Lishma Nebayit Shrei, if you hold that the reason that you need to say the Bafanei Nechdam or Bafanei Nechdam is because people aren't Bekiyin Lishma, we should require two people to testify that it was done properly. Midi dahava kol eduyos shebetorah, just like all eduyos betorah are with two. And the Gemara answers, eid echad neman b'isurim. No, eid echad neman b'isurim. Frek the Gemara, but here it's ischazek isura, and it's a dover shebe'erva. So we have ischazek isur, she is a cheska sister, she's married, and it's also a dover shebe'erva. It's a matter of sexual, legal, it's a legality, and that requires two. And Dover Sheber Brachos Mishnayim. That's what the Gemara says. Frekt, the Torah's Gittin, that such a case is not an Eidus Dover Sheber Erva, because he is testifying before the actual Gerishin. So that's like testifying about a mikvah that it's complete before anybody actually immersed in this mikvah. It's just a gilui milsa be'alma. So this is not called a davar shebe'erva, because this is before the actual divorce is being carried out. Just testifying about the shtar. Just a gilui milsa. So don't tell me to davar shebe'erva. Azoyet gefrekt. So based on what we said, we can say that the Havamina and the rejection of the Gemara is totally in this, that if we say the Din L'Shma is a Chalos, that is mischadesh and the get, that it becomes a cheftz of a get lishma. So this is a davar shebe'erva, that the edus is sheyesh sefer krisus. And just like we require two on the etzim ha'edus shebishtar shall I get, because it becomes a sefer krisus, and it's a davar shebe'erva, right? You need two people to sign the get. Why? Because it's a sefer krisus and a davar shebe'erva. So too the lishma, which is mashlim the din of sefer krisus, also should require two. So that's what the Gemara is saying. There's a chiddush here. There's a chalotz lishma in the get. Just like the etzem get requires two, so too the chalotz lishma that he's saying b'fanei nechem b'fanei nechem also should require two. And it's not like being made on the mikvah is 40 saw. That's just a gilui milsa. How much is in this mikvah? But here we're talking about the etzem chalotz shem of the get. For the etzem chalos of the get, you need two signatories, and you also need, in this case, two people to testify that it was done lishma, because that's what makes it into a sefer krisus. And this is not just a gilui milsa be'alma, but rather it's a hashlam of its din sefer krisus. This is completing the status of the get as being a sefer krisus. How does the get turn into a sefer krisus? By these two people testifying that it was done lishma. And so do we see in Shilich LeKabbalah that we require two? Witnesses. Because the etzim of the metzias of shliach lekabel get is a chalos b'davar shebe'erva, that she now has another hand for her kedushin. That's a sugya in and of itself. But if we say that it doesn't change the din shtar, rather it's a din b'chalos hageirushin, that it has to be done with something that was prepared lechatchila l'shem geirushin, so it emerges that they're not made on the etzem hashtar, rak on the gilui milsa, that there was ksiva lishma. So that's not called the davar shebe'erva. And we say that huchskei dusa called mishnogei lemaisa. So we say that there's a edus here before it's lemaisa. So it emerges that in the habit of the meaning, the Gemara wanted to say that it's not a chalos lishma beget atzma, and therefore it's only a gilui milsa, like the Torah's gittin. And therefore you only need one person. And the Gemara says, no! It's a davar shebe'erva. Because the etzem ha'edus is on a get that was nichtu l'shma, it's a chalos in the get. It's a chalos mechudesh is on the get. And according to this, we can understand the sugya of the Gemara in Kedushin. The tztadei hasafek are begidrei din lishma beget. How do we understand the din lishma beget? If we say that it's a din mesuyim b'shtar krisus, that it has to be lishma, and through its lishma it becomes a shtar. So shtar kedushin, which is learned from there, is also going to have to be like that. And we can't learn the opposite. Because the moment you're talking about a shtar that needs a chalos lishma, then it has to be lishma. That has to be lishma. You can't learn from kesef. Kesef doesn't require lishma. If it has a din shtar, there's no tzad to learn from kesef. So that's if you assume that shtar gerushin has a din shtar. Shtar kedushin is also going to have a din shtar. And it's pashut that you need lishma. There's no shtar without lishma according to that sad. But if we say that the din lishma doesn't come on the shtar, but on the chalos gerushin, that are only chal through a maisa kinyan that was prepared through this lishma, you can't learn linyan kedushin. Because we see by kedushin, you can have a kinyan that wasn't done with a lishma. By gerushin, it can only be done with a lishma. But kedushin, you see by kesef, it doesn't need to be done lishma. And even though by kedushin it can't be lishma, that was our kash in the previous shir. That was our bamba that we asked from the gura. Ma pitom that you're going to learn shtar kedushin from kesef kedushin. That shtar kedushin doesn't have to be lishma, like kesef kedushin doesn't have to be lishma. Kesef kedushin can't be lishma. It's not shaykh in the mitzias kesef kedushin is lishma because he's not marrying her with the mintage. How the coin is minted, he's marrying her with the shavius. It's not shaykh. That doesn't matter. That's not the point. The point is that we see that the chalos kedushin is done without lishma. Chalos gerushin can only be lishma. If you learn that it's a din in the chalos gerushin, we're talking now not on the tzad that it's on the that you're creating a chalos in the shtar, but rather it's on the maisa gerushin. If the maisa gerushin needs to be lishma, but it doesn't change the shtar, and we want to know about kedushin. Does kedushin also need to be lishma? Excuse me, you see a precedent that kedushin doesn't need to be lishma. Maisa kedushin can be la lishma by kesef, even though it's impossible. But you see this kedushin without lishma. So according to that sad, you're totally cool. You don't need lishma on the shtar kedushin. If you hold that it's not a din in the chalos shtar. If you hold that it's a din in the that he needed that the shtar in order to be a shtar needs lishma. No, you learn that we're saying now that it's a din that you need lishma in order for it to be a good gerushin, not a din in the shtar. So too. Let's say you need it for the kedushin. We see no, it's not like that because by kedushin you don't need lishma. Look at kedushay kasef. So that's the tzad to say that havayos adadi makshina. Either you're going to learn that it's kedushin from gerushin, that just like the shtar, it's a chaloi shtar in the shtar gerushin. So too for the chaloi shtar, you need lishma in the shtar kedushin. You're going to say no, that's havay liyitzia makshina. We're going to say no, havay yisla dadi makshina. Let's equate kedushin to kedushin because the whole vort in lishma is just in the maisa gerushin. But in the maisa kedushin, you see that it doesn't require lishma. Because kesef is not lishma. Kesef wasn't made for her sake. So the shtar kedushin also doesn't have to be for her sake. Avos la dadi makshina. And the Gemara says, Basir debay hadar pashta avay li yitzia makshinan damakra v'yatze v'haysa. The Gemara's conclusion is that you do learn v'yatze v'haisa, because what's the Gemara really saying? Beneath the surface, like we have in this opening sugi of Gittin, that it's a davar shebe'erva, because this is the hashlam of the sefer krisus. You can only have a sefer krisus if you have lishma. That's what makes the shtar. That's what makes the shtar a shtar. Can't be a shtar without it. Oh, you can't have a shtar without lishma? And by kedushin, the same thing. That's what it means, havaya li yitzia makshina. Just like by yitzia, you can't have a shtar without it, without lishma. So to by havaya, you can't have a shtar without lishma. So if there's no lishma, it's not a shtar. So then they're not married. So you need a lishma. Pretty awesome. And if that's true, then what we say about shtar kedushin b'mechuber, we would say pasul. shtar kedushin is going to be pasul b'mechubar. Because you're learning shtar kedushin from shtar gerushin. We'll also say that just like shtar gerushin is pasul b'mechubar, shtar kedushin is also pasul b'mechubar. And now we understand divrei Aran. The hagam di efshir lios lishma b'kesef kedushin. Even though you can't have lishma and kesef kedushin, amrinan odil mehukshav havayos la'adadi. The Gemara says maybe we can equate havayos to each other, kesef kedushin to shtar kedushin. Vena kavana lilmod misham delo b'inan lishma. Ela di lishma have din b'chalos gerushin, hukshu havayos la'adadi. The chalos hakedushin yachalios b'li lishma. So it's telling us that if lishma is a din in the chalos gerushin, you see that you can have a chalos kedushin without lishma by kesef. So you can have a chalos shtar kedushin that doesn't have lishma. If it's a din in the chalos gerushin, so in the chalos kedushin, the halacha is going to be different. Because by gerushin for the chalos you need a lishma, but by kedushin we see from kesef you don't need lishma. V'chein nicha asvara lomar d'shtar kedushin pasul b'mechubar v'kesef kosher af d'hukshu havayos lahadadi. And we can also understand the svara to say that shtar kedushin is going to be pasul b'mechubar and kesef is going to be kosher b'mechubar. Even though we equate havayos to each other, we equate two forms of marriage to each other. The haveza she'ela b'psul mechubar ma'u, because this is the shaila what the psul mechubar is. Di alfina mikra v'nasan. If you learn from the pasuk v'nasan that he gives her the sefer krisis davranitan miyad liyad, something that's given from hand to hand, so we can say that's a din in the chalos gerushin. Whereas in the etzem haget, there's no nafkusa, there's no difference if it's mechubar or talush. Just in order for there to be a chalos, gerushin, you need a davar hatalush. And if in order for there to be a chalos, gerushin, you need a davar hatalush. So then you can now extract and learn from gerushin to kedushin and say that just like by gerushin, in order there to be a chalos gerushin, you need to have a davar hatalush, something that's detached, so too by kedushin it always has to be detached. And what's that going to mean? That's going to mean that a kesef kedushin has to be detached, b'mechubar it's no good, and shtar kedushin has to be detached, mechubar is no good. So that's gevaldik. So that would explain that shita, that you're not allowed to have kedushin can never be done by mechubar, not shtar, and not kesef, havayi liyitzia. And that's the shita of the itter. But if it's a din in sefer krisus, that you can't have a sefer krisus by mechubar, that can't teach us anything about kesef, that it won't be effective b'mechubar. Only about shtar, because just like to make a shtar kedushin, a gerushin, it needs to be, it can't be mechubar, it needs to be talush. So to buy a shtar kedushin, it's not a sefer if it's talush, if it's mechubar, it has to be talush. And the Gemara's conclusion is here that we equate Havaya to Yitzia, which, as we explained, means that the Gemara is understanding that the Lishma is a chalos in the Etzem Haget. So, if you hold, and that in order for it to be a proper Shtar Get, it needs to be Lishma, so too, in order for it to be a proper Shtar Kedushin, it needs to be lishma. So too, in order for it to be a proper shtar get, it needs to be talush. So too, in order for it to be a proper shtar kedushin, it needs to be talush, but it doesn't tell us anything about kesef. So the sheet of the yitter is lechora, that it's a, that the mechuber is a psul nechalos gerishin. And therefore he says, ah, it's no chalos gerishin b'mechuber, so it's no chalos kedushin b'mechuber. Havaya liyitziya. If we learn all havayos, that we require talush, both by the shtar and by the kesef. And those who argue that only b'shtar is possible, because the chisaron and sefer krisus, that it's not a shtar if it's mechuber, so that would only apply to shtar kedushin and not to the kesef kedushin. So that's mamish niflameod, and please God, I'm hoping very much that in the next shiur we are able to move forward and see many more niflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.